We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm ready to fucking rock.
We're fucking here. We're fucking here.
We're fucking here.
Welcome to The Holy Hour, a podcast about sex, relationships, mental health, and everything in between.
I'm Amelia Sampson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Holy Hour. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Amelia Sampson.
And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Liz Ball So Hard.
You can also watch us on YouTube or listen ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/theholyhour.
Check out our merch at theholyhour.com and email us your spicy stories at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome back to my channel.
I was recently watching an episode of Sex and the City. And I know you haven't seen it, right?
Not like a lot of it.
It's been out for 25 years, so I'm sorry if you haven't seen it and you're planning on seeing it. This is mostly to all of the listeners, not necessarily Amelia, but I'm about to have a spoiler.
Oh.
She cheats on this guy that she's dating, Aiden, and she cheats on him with her ex.
Okay.
Big.
Yeah, Mr. Big.
Yes. And Aiden is like nice and normal to her.
Yeah.
And then they break up, episodes go by, and then she like wants to get back together with him. And then the way she tells him too, they're about to go to her friend's wedding that she's in, and she's like, I cheated on you with my ex. And then he's like, I need to process this. And she's like, you don't want to come to the wedding with me? But anyways, when they get back together, she's like, you have to forgive me, Aiden. You have to forgive me. And she just keeps saying, you have to forgive me. And I'm like, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, bitch. Wait, he could do whatever. He doesn't have to do shit.
I'm like, there's no apology. She never says sorry at any point. And maybe she does in the future, but she doesn't say sorry at any point. And Mr. Liz and I fucking hate Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, no, she's an anti-hero.
She's so insufferable.
Yeah, she is an annoying character. That's one of the things that I remember that really stands out to me about that show.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of cheating, I had a dream last night that I cheated on Frank.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I had to
I've had dreams like that.
And then I was like talking to my therapist about it in the dream, and she was like, you have to tell him. And I was like, I can't. It's going
to
ruin our relationship forever.
Why do you have to tell him?
I don't know. My therapist in my head thinks I must. And then...
No. I thought you meant your real therapist. I was like, you have to tell him
because I just got back from
dream?
Therapy. That makes sense why you thought I met my real therapist. No. In the dream, my dream therapist was like, you have to tell him. But then in my dream, I realized I had only dreamed that I had cheated on him. So it was like an inception moment. And I woke up and he brought me coffee this morning.
Oh, you're like, I'm sorry I cheated on you in my dream.
Yeah, I was like, I had a dream I cheated on you. And he like picked up the coffee and walked out of the room. He was just kidding though. Take me, I'm so sorry, take me back.
Funny. I've told you this. I've had dreams where I've like cheated on Mr. Liz somehow with my ex. And even in my dream, I'm like, I don't even like, how did this even fucking happen? Because I don't like my ex.
Yeah.
Just fundamentally as a person.
Yeah. That's good that even subconsciously you're like,
yeah,
what
I'm
the
like,
fuck is happening?
You're not Mr. Liz. That is what happens most of the time where I'm like with him and then it's not, it changes from Mr. Liz to my ex. I'm like, I don't like you. Where's my boyfriend?
That's so interesting. I still have dreams about my ex. I don't think that is something that nobody warned me about. I have so
Having
many
nightmares. That is the only ex I have nightmares about too.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because that was...
I consider them nightmares. So I have some topics I'm excited to talk to you about.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Before you even told me what the topic pertained to, I knew. I just knew.
Well, so to update the listeners, I finished Manacled before the episode aired. I was in a mood afterwards because it is not a light story by any means.
Right.
It wasn't as traumatizing as I thought it was going to be, but it was still traumatizing. I think I was bracing for worse.
Okay.
Bracing for like the worst case scenario because I'm sure it would have been beautifully written. But anyways, I was bracing for the absolute worst and that didn't happen. But there were some crazy plot twists. That was thrilling. But it's been really hard for me personally to recover from reading this fan fiction. And I always assumed, I think we mentioned this last week too, I always assumed that fan fiction was like sexual.
Yeah.
Or like poorly written. No, this fandom, the Dramini fandom, they have a name.
Okay.
These stories are incredibly well written. They're fun to read. Like, so I've read more.
I'm not shocked.
On my fourth one right now.
Wow. Holy shit, Liz.
So I went through Manacled and then I was like sad and mopey. And I was like, I want to read a stupid one. So I read a smut Dramini.
Fuck yeah.
Fan fiction. And before I talk about that, there is a type of, it can be in fan fiction, but it's a type of, I guess it's its own type of writing, its own genre. Do you know what the Omegaverse is?
I have been served a video about the Omegaverse and I tried to figure out what it was. And then right when I realized, like, just on the surface kind of what it was, I stopped reading into it.
So I first heard about the Omegaverse because of my job, since I like work in social media. You just end up seeing things that you're like, why?
Yeah.
Or you're like, I know I don't want to know what this is, but I need to know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the first time I had heard of it and I tried reading it and I was like, I don't understand any of this. So then I saw a TikTok that was of this woman trying to explain the Omegaverse to her husband. And he's asking like questions. And then by coincidence, this fan fiction, this smut fan fiction that I read is Omegaverse fan fiction.
Wow.
Of Dramini.
Okay.
So I'm going to explain the Omegaverse to you.
Great. Let's go.
So...
Can I just say before you dive into this,
yeah,
how Gatsby decided he didn't want me to
he's
say
like,
anything
I
about
need
this.
To hear about the Omega.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm getting
this pertains
I
to
am
me.
Sat. This is the actual last thing that I would expect Liz to get so deep into. We went out on Friday and just got a drink, and I would say about 75% of the time Liz was explaining the plot of Manacled to our friend that was in town.
He was very
interested
invested.
In it. He was. It wasn't uninvited. You know what I mean? It wasn't like you were like, but I just kept, me and Frank would just like check out and start talking about something for a while. I would go to the bathroom and come back and she was still talking about Manacled.
That
like,
was
this
the happiest I had been all week. Someone Aww. Listening to me explain Manacled.
And he's a Harry Potter fan. So that
yeah.
was-
And he's like, I'm going to write this down and tell my girlfriend about it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm certain he did. Okay, continue. I am in pure disbelief that this has taken on such a life of its
Me
own.
Me too. You know what? Actually, I was thinking about it as I was getting ready for you to come over. And I was like, if you had told me a year ago that I would like be really into reading like Draco Hermione fan fiction, would I have believed you? And then I think I would. I think I'd be like, yeah. That makes sense. I just like inherently love a good enemies to lovers plot.
That makes sense.
And in real life, enemies to lovers, it doesn't work, no. in my opinion.
Right. But that's what makes it so fun yeah. to read about.
Yeah, exactly. So when you see it happening, yeah. I feel like enemies to lovers, it can only work if they don't know each other initially, but I guess that doesn't apply to Jermaine. Anyways, I need to explain the Omegaverse to you. So it has a hierarchical structure, and it sounds a little incel-y. And there's three
it's not a good
types.
Start.
Okay. There's alphas, mm-hmm. betas, and omegas.
Okay.
So alphas are dominant. Uh-huh. And then omegas are submissives to alphas. And like they can smell each other's pheromones. And betas are just regular people.
Oh.
So it's very rooted in like like wolves.
I was about to say, I remember when I heard about this, it was like a wolf structure.
Yeah. And you're like, I think that people who were just like really into like the Lion King or something, they're into to lore like this, to this genre. Anyways, so alphas are dominance looking for a submissive omega, and then they have scent glands.
Okay.
And they can like scent mark each other. And then the omega, if they are like, they have female genitalia, they go into heat. And when they go into heat, an alpha goes into a rut so they can keep up with their heat. So they're fucking a lot. And
okay.
The alpha, if they have a penis, uh-huh. They get what's called a knot at the base of their penis. So they, it's like when you are having, and this actually happens with animals. I don't know which ones. It gets like engorged at the bottom. So you're stuck in there.
Oh,
you're stuck in the entrance.
So then it's
just like a higher likelihood of pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
I was reading like the Wikipedia of the Omegaverse, and I guess most Omegaverse fiction writing is, well, I guess it's all fiction. Most Omegaverse writing is like male and male relationships.
Ooh,
and they still get pregnant.
Oh.
And give birth through their butthole.
Oh.
So, anyways.
That sounds like it hurts.
The smut that I chose happened to be Omegaverse, like, based smut. And as I realized it pretty early on, and I was like, this is hilarious.
That's amazing.
Like, it's the stars aligned on this one.
Yeah.
Like, I just heard about it. And now I happen to choose a smut fan fiction that uses the Omegaverse structure. And it was pretty funny. And just the sex scenes were aggressive.
Damn.
They were outrageous. They were fucking like crazy in this fan fiction.
So hold on. You had mentioned it's like a little incesty. So like was there
I had never mentioned that.
But you did play
incest?
Yeah, because I remember.
No, incel.
Oh.
No, there's no incest.
Well, because I brought, no, the reason why I thought you said incest too is because the first time I heard about this was when somebody was talking about this like TikTok family, I guess, of people that like act like wolves, and like there's like an alpha and an omega and a beta.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah. I've heard of a family like this.
And like,
and it's all dudes.
Yeah, but one girl who is the alpha's sister and she's the omega, and nobody can tell if they're actually related, but like whenever they like answer comments, they're like, "No, it's okay cuz like I'm the omega and like he's the alpha." And so when you said, what I thought you said incest, I'm like, oh, maybe it's just like a part of like the lore. But I think they might be siblings.
No, I don't like that.
No,
I hate that.
Me neither. But that's what I'm remembering now. That's why I stopped digging into the Omegaverse. It's like, this is too much internet.
You just reminded me I heard a story of these people. It's like a group of men. And they have an alpha, and the rest of these men are pups. And these dudes are fucking jacked. Oh, they're fuck huge. Yeah. And they have like dog chains and stuff. I think they have a special name for each of them. And these are like grown adult men who are just like the buffest dudes ever. One of the, so the alpha was telling the pups, his pups, I don't fucking know, to get implants in their balls to make their balls bigger. And that is not like plastic surgery that is offered. It's not safe. And yeah, one guy, I think he got like ball implants like that were very large. I think that they were maybe the size of like a basketball, something obscene. And then unfortunately he died. But
oh fuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't survive something like that. Are you kidding me? People die from regular approved plastic surgery.
I feel like those, the guy that ran that, the alpha in that is from Seattle.
Yeah, I was gonna say that these people are in Washington.
Yeah,
so I'm sure you can find it somewhere. But anyways, I guess it does carry over into real life. Oh, but back to the regular Omegaverse.
Okay.
They have these scent glands and whatever. And then more recently, like in 2012, the idea of like having like soul bonding or like a soulmate became a thing. So if an alpha bites an omega, you're just, you have more of their scent. Like you're like claimed by them. So other alphas have to fuck off. And then if they bite you during your heat, then that's like a soul bond. That doesn't necessarily mean you're soulmates, but you're now like intertwined.
Your souls are bonded. Yeah. Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Question. Well, I have a lot of questions.
Uh-huh.
I
might not have the answers because I've only read one and it was Harry Potter fan fiction.
I have a lot of questions in the sense that like I don't even know where to begin, but my one question is why, like, what is the obsession with wolf structures?
I have no idea. And I feel like most furries are like into being, they want to be a wolf.
Yeah. Like, but like, I wonder why. I mean, I understand that they have like a very clear hierarchy.
One person saw Balto and they're like, yeah,
that's
fuck
it for me. I was hard hell as hell. Yeah. I lost my virginity at Balto. Shirts for the whole crowd.
I think we need to make that. I lost my virginity watching Balto.
But like, if you think about animals with like dope family structures, like elephants are like pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but nobody's like, you know, fucking around like an elephant family tree. It's always wolves.
It really is always wolves. I feel like it's wolves. And then I can't even think, it's like wolves and dogs. And then sometimes cats.
Yeah. Maybe because they're like, no, that doesn't make sense for wolves. I don't, there has to be a reason. Like there has to be like some sort of deep lore we don't know about, because it just feels too widespread for it to just be like a thing that just everybody has just automatically agreed on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wolves?
I just feel like ever since like role-playing boards have existed, this has existed.
That's so true.
It's the kids that never grew out of like playing house and they always wanted to be the dog. you know?
Yeah. I mean,
have you seen
that was me
the TikTok? It's like us if we were wolves and made eye contact.
Oh my god, the running, the slow motion running. Oh my god.
This kind of writing can get really like fucked up. So in the one I was reading, if an alpha uses their alpha voice, they can control an omega. And even if like an omega doesn't want to consent. So it can be like dubious consent or things like that.
Oh my god.
So it sometimes has plots like that.
Damn.
I know. The one I read was almost I'll just explain the premise.
Okay.
So the war is over. Hermione's going back to school to like, she just wants her final year to herself, and like Harry and Ron have gone off to be Aurors, and then there's only sometimes, I think, seventh or eighth year students. I can't remember what year they are. Maybe eighth. They're like 18, 19. And she's on the train and she's like, why are some of these guys like way hotter? And then she starts to feel uncomfortable, and she asks Ginny Weasley, like, why is everyone acting like something's normal? Because is it just me, or like, did these guys get like taller and like better looking? And she's like, no, it's not just you, but also it's like a pure blood thing, so nobody really talks about it because they're alphas.
Oh.
So the boys who got like big and sexy are alphas, and some of the names that may be familiar to you are Draco, obviously. Otherwise we wouldn't be here. Neville becomes a hot alpha. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah,
he's a hot guy.
Yeah, he really aged well.
Who else? Theo Knott, who I didn't know existed until any of these fan fictions. Some other guy. I'm not doing a very good job. Anyways, omegas are very rare in the wizarding world, and they're like the most magical you can be for being a witch or a wizard. So Hermione's scent glands are like growing in, and she's getting like way too horny, and she's like to the point where she's uncomfortable and kind of like delusional. Professor McGonagall, who's now the headmistress,
of course,
she is like, Hermione, it's come to my attention that you're an omega, and usually this stuff is under control because it's not common for like a muggle-born child to ever be an omega, because it's usually pure blood families.
Yeah.
And then
Of course.
Yeah, obviously. In this universe.
Dumbass.
Fucking idiots. And then she's like, well, what am I supposed to do? And then she's like, well, you're gonna go into your heat, so we'll give you a special room. And then she's like, but you're going to need to fuck somebody. And then she's like, I don't want to fuck anybody. And then she's like, can you just lock me in the room during my heat? And then she's like, I'll try. And then Hermione's losing her fucking mind. And McGonagall's also explained, like, well, most alphas have already, like, they've been raised and conditioned to expect to never meet an omega in their lifetime, or let alone, like, be with one. So when they, like, finally, like, can smell her, they're like, what?
What's so, around?
Yeah, all these dudes are like trying to get her attention, and she's like, you didn't care about me before. Anyways, she is in her heat, she's essentially delusional and like losing her mind, and Draco he feels really bad because she was tortured in his mansion by Bellatrix. So he like is sulking around, and he's like, I still have nightmares about hearing her screams and cries. And then he's like, no, I think I am actually hearing it right now. And he's like, I can't get it out of my head. And he starts wandering the halls, and then it gets louder and louder. And he's like, what the fuck? She is screaming. She's in trouble. She needs my help. And then he like breaks. He can't get in the door, so he busts open the wall. And then she's like,
busts open her wall.
Hey.
Sorry.
And then he finds her in this freezing cold shower trying to calm down because she's just in so much pain. She's in so much horny pain, Amelia.
been there. Relatable queen.
And then she just like jumps on him and is like licking him and making out with him, because you have to mark each other with, you have to lick your scent glands.
All right. I lick everyone I date. I don't know why that's weird. Yeah.
And then he's like, this is amazing. But then he's like, he doesn't want to stop, but he's like, clearly she is like having this thing happen to her. And he's like, do you want me to go get a different one? And then she's like, no. And then they just stay locked in this room and fuck for an entire week.
What? Wow.
They just fuck all over Hogwarts and they get a pass. They're just like, well, they're alphas and omegas.
So
they get a pass to just fuck wherever.
And everyone's just like,
they're not in control of their bodies, Amelia.
Wait, hold on, but I just want to understand, like,
honestly, it was so funny to read.
They're like fucking in front of people?
No. But like in like broom closets, like where they could easily be caught, you know? Empty classrooms, and sure, they'll lock the door, but
so is this smut like pretty porny, like how it's written?
Absolutely. Oh my god, absolutely. I think the one that I read, I think it's called All You Want. But it's by the same author who wrote Manacled.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's why I picked it, because I was like, well, I really liked Manacled.
Yeah.
So.
Damn.
But this
author is busy.
I know. I was like, she must be pretty kinky.
Yeah. No kidding.
It's definitely salacious. It's.
Good word.
Yeah. I like it.
Good.
It was definitely really funny to read, just because the premise is like so ridiculous. And then I learned more about the Omegaverse.
Honestly, I'm so happy that you have something benign to consume.
Yeah. Well, now I'm consuming a normal. So after I read this smut, then I read one that was a little bit shorter, and it's when they're in their 40s. And that was fun. And then now I'm reading one.
Hermione works at like an insurance office.
she works at the Ministry of Magic.
Oh, of course.
And she's being taken advantage of because she like is such a hard worker. And then people who don't want to do their work are like, hey, Hermione, can you just do my work? And then Draco also works at the Ministry of Magic. And in this one, it's called The Politician's Wife. He just reminds me of Hugh Grant.
Ooh.
And it's really funny, like the way he talks. And then the one I'm reading now, because I was like, okay, I was looking on the Dramini subreddit.
Okay.
And I was like, what are some of the other top ones? Because Manacled is the one that like brings people into this like fandom, essentially. And the other top one is called Draco Malfoy and the Mortifying Ordeal of Being in Love. And I'm reading that one right now.
That's a good title.
It's really funny, and it's very interesting.
Ooh.
It's like a mystery.
Okay.
So I highly recommend it just because it's a fun read.
Are these audiobooks too, or are you actually reading these?
I'm actually reading. Well, so I listened to The Politician's Wife on Spotify, and then I just enjoy reading more, but it's just so much harder to like multitask.
Yeah.
So I'm physically reading the one I just said, the mortifying ideal.
Nice. That one.
A very long title. Because I listened to Manacled and then I kind of regret it. I wish I had read it instead. Yeah,
that's what I was picking up on.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, okay, I want to just read this one and not have it read to me.
Yeah.
So I can imagine it the way I want.
Yeah. Make it a YN.
Yeah. Your name. No. I just wanted to imagine them saying their lines like normal.
Yeah.
Rather than like this voice actor kind of like making the same annoying voice for Hermione. And I'm like, she's not supposed to be annoying.
No.
She's an adult now.
Right. She was an annoying kid, but who wasn't?
Yeah, exactly. Kids are annoying.
Justice for Hermione.
Ambitious children are going to be annoying.
Fuck.
Justice for Hermione.
Damn.
But not J.K. Rowling.
Fuck J.K. Rowling.
All my homies hate J.K. Rowling.
All my homies hate J.K. Rowling.
So this, the Omegaverse, thank you for letting me just blabber on
about
this.
Of course. I just love how much you love this thing. I would have never have expected.
Mr. Liz keeps teasing me about it. But the Omegaverse somewhat ties into my second topic, which will be dramatically shorter. You had mentioned other animals and their like kind of like hierarchies, like they don't have stuff like that. So I'm just going to start off by asking you, what animal do you believe that we are the closest related to?
I feel like the common answer is gorillas. Bonobos specifically.
Yeah. Oh, you did you see the TikTok I sent you? Well, okay. We are most closely related to bonobos.
Yeah.
But people believe that we are the most closely related to chimpanzees.
Oh.
And the TikTok I saw, the guy was explaining that anytime a study comes out about bonobos, like, he said that Christians do a lot to remove the studies of bonobos to continue the narrative that we're related most closely related to chimpanzees.
Why?
But I was like, I don't know if I believe that necessarily, because they don't believe that in the science. They don't believe.
No, I know.
They scientifically don't
right.
We're descendants of any animal.
Right. So what? Yeah. Why are they like?
So if they were, it's because bonobos have a matriarchal structure and chimpanzees have a patriarchal structure.
Oh, tea.
So bonobos are, they're also one of the only other animals that has sex for pleasure.
Wow. And dolphins.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you.
10 points to Gryffindor.
Your common bottlenose. Loves to fuck.
So... when two like bonobo groups or whatever, when they interact, instead of it becoming this like stand down between alpha males, the alpha females greet each other. And then what usually ends up happening is they all have sex.
Fuck yeah.
But when there are violent bonobos, so they only like procreate and reward male bonobos who are like gentle and like caring, and then the ones who are violent and reactive, they ignore them. They're like social outcasts. So I think that's really interesting.
Wow.
That's who we're most like closely related to. I like wanting to believe that we're similar to chimps. I'm just like, the people who believe that act like that too.
Dude, chimps are fucking terrifying.
Gorillas are terrifying.
Yeah. Okay. Just for the record, I just don't like monkeys.
No,
monkeys freak me the fuck out.
No. Men love monkeys.
Why? For what?
Because he's just a little guy.
No, but he's not. That's the thing.
They're very upsetting to see in person. And I think it's because it gives you that uncanny valley feeling where you're like, why are you like... a human like cat almost.
Yeah, like, why are your feet hands?
Yeah,
I don't like it.
And just the way they move. Yeah, I don't know.
They're just like bigger, stronger, more irrational humans that you can't communicate with, which is everything scary.
Yeah.
And like, oh my God, there's something about, you know, those videos, like when people have monkeys as pets and the monkey is wearing a diaper. Really freaks me out.
I don't like
or
that.
People that dress up their monkeys.
Don't need a pet monkey.
No, and they're always just
you also don't need a pet bird.
No,
birds belong outside.
I had two birds growing up, Pepper and Pooper.
Oh my
it was
God.
Actually Pepper and Cinnamon, but then Cinnamon just started shitting all over everything, so we named her Pooper, so it was Pepper and Pooper. But that I do regret having birds. That was a big like life mistake.
What kind of birds were they?
It was a cockatiel. Pooper was a cockatiel, and I really, really wanted a cockatiel because I wanted, my family still quotes this, a bird so that I can hold in my hand was what I said. I want a bird so that I can hold in my hand. They still say that. So we got that because we got Pepper first, who is a canary, and you can't hold canaries. And Pepper made the prettiest sounds but stopped singing when we got Pooper, because Pooper was the meanest fucking bird ever. Pooper got a sinus infection when we first got her, and then we had to give her shots. And so the only person that she liked after that was my mom, and my mom was the only person that did not like Pooper. So the house and my mother were just constantly covered in shit.
Oh my God.
A lot of poop. Anyway.
That sounds...
back to my hate of monkeys.
Yeah, see.
My ex in college had a full gorilla suit, and he didn't think that I was serious about how much I hate monkeys, and he put on the gorilla suit and jumped out of a closet, and I sobbed for like a good like 10 minutes, could not calm down. Scariest animals.
Well, and to jump out at you, that's rude.
Oh my God, they're just so...
The way that they use their hands reminds me of like a kid with jam hands.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Those kids who are always sticky for some reason. You're like, why are you so sticky? What were you... Were you only eating strawberry jam?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is that the only thing you're sticky. Given?
Yeah.
Like and Spider-Man. Popsicles.
Yeah. Oh my God. They always had red around their lips.
Yes.
From the fucking popsicles.
And their face is always kind of red.
Yeah.
Too. You know what I mean?
And they drink. They drink Gatorade like... With their eyes huge. They all did that.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Kids are fucking weird.
But
they would always do something gross too. Like put their hand in their pants and just like scratch that area.
Yeah.
Or pick their nose and eat it.
Kids and monkeys, man. Keep that away from me.
Ugh.
I don't. It's just, it's, I'm fine without. You know those monkeys like in, I think they're in Thailand, that just like steal people's food and like their cameras and their phones, and they like negotiate cameras and phones for food.
A monkey tried to steal my camera when I was in Thailand. I have a video of it. I think I have a video of it on Instagram.
Damn.
I'll have to show you later.
I would love to see that. That is scary.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, all of this to say that I think that if a dude is acting like a chimp and not a bonobo, we need to be the bonobos and just ignore.
Kick him to the
bad behavior.
Kick him to the chirp.
It's so easy to want to be like reactive and fight back because that's just kind of like how we're taught structures are, you know?
If
the more violent you are, the higher up you'll be in this
made-up
hierarchy.
Learn so much about wars in school and shit.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of doing that, the harder thing is to simply ignore them. Because if you take away their voice, they're not going to have any power.
Fuck.
So by feeding into it, and you and I are not the best at this.
No, and I'll probably never stop. But
never stop clapping back.
Do as we say, not as we do.
I'm trying to do way less of it. Mr. Liz is like, should I just get you a beehive that you can whack at when you are feeling angsty?
Just like need to fight
fighting
something?
Online. Yeah.
See,
you're making points because all it does is get me like stressed. I don't need higher cortisol levels. I'd rather be spending my time and energy doing something I like instead of telling someone who looks like a gap-toothed lesbian that their opinion doesn't matter on what women look like.
That's so true. I get so much. I've been getting so many of those people on my Instagram recently. I sent this to Liz, but this dude like sent me just this the whole thing about me looking like Fiona from Shrek. And I showed
it. They need to get another.
I know.
I'm like line.
Can you like? I'm getting bored. You know.
Yeah.
Like, tell me something.
Find
that
a new, an interesting insult.
Really cuts to the core. Like, go for my character. You know.
Hurt my feelings.
Like, make me cry. I'm waiting.
True. Honestly, someone calling me like ugly or fat, I'm like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Right.
I mean, I don't believe you, and
yeah.
You're just being lazy because you think those are bad things.
Well, this guy, I showed this message to Frank and he went to his profile and he had like his college football team and his team number in his bio. And that was all that he had. And so I wrote him back and I'm like, oh, Coach Blah and Coach whatever would not be happy to hear about how you're talking to women online. Like, I know your parents, Joe and Anne, raised you better than this. And then he read it and didn't say anything and then unsent his message. And that is just, I've realized.
Delicious.
The best possible rebuttal that you can do for these men is making
them. To blackmail them.
Making them fear for their livelihood.
Yeah.
Because they think that they can get away with this shit with zero consequence. You can't just be a piece of shit and think that you're okay.
We talked about this a little bit like last week. It is objectively, if you think about it, it is objectively so strange when people like will harass someone because of how they look.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you don't make my dick hard, so that gives me the right to be mean to you.
Yeah. Like, it's exactly right.
What?
Yeah.
Well, even just in life, yeah. Like, when you have like, I don't know. I know people who get harassed in public because of how they look. Just by like strangers.
That's fucked
and
up.
And I'm like, what? Why do you think that is normal?
For being hot or for being unattractive to them?
For being unattractive to these people. To men. I'll just say it.
That's
to these men.
Fucking insane.
It's bizarre. I mean, I feel like grateful to not experience that. But I also can't help but think like, why would you think that's a normal way to behave? No. It's objectively really fucking weird.
It is.
And embarrassing.
It's super embarrassing.
You're going out of your way to try and hurt someone else's feelings because you don't want to fuck them. Yeah. That's strange.
Right.
And I mean, obviously that's not what the issue is to its core. The issue is that these people don't like themselves.
Yeah.
So they like to hurt people that they presume are bad because of how they look.
Back in February of 2020, before the pandemic, I was like going through a very bad breakup. Like it was like really in the thick of it, you know? It was like right after I had called like the crisis helpline. I was in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. And I was at a bar in LA feeling really, really hot that day. Just I was feeling really bad about myself, except for this one day. I had flown to LA, got ghosted by the dude that I flew to LA for. Oh anyway, God. I felt hot this day. I was in a bar and this like 60-year-old man was like wearing a Santa hat for whatever reason. And his 60-year-old friend was like, hey, come sit on Santa's lap. And I
That's
was like,
why he was wearing a Santa hat.
Probably. And I was like, no, I think I'm all good. And they were like, one of them was like, whatever, you're too fucking ugly and fat to sit in my lap anyway.
Like, you're lazy.
So one day that I felt so good, it was like my little sparkle in the darkness of this whole existence that I was living. And I got called ugly by this 60-year-old man.
A 60-year-old man desperate,
yeah,
for attention in a bar, so desperate that he wore a Santa hat.
Isn't that but it ruined my day. I was like, who the fuck are you? Well, and now yeah, I fucking wish he would.
Did you say anything back?
No,
girl. I mean, wish I had been there.
I wish me today had been there, you know, because me back then was like, okay, yeah, you're right. But like me today,
hell no.
Dude would have been, I would have given that man, I would have castrated him.
I would have stepped into, I don't go there very often anymore, but it's just like anger mode for me. This, I did inherit my dad's anger. My eyes will shake and then I'm like,
oh,
that I turn into a dragon.
I was talking to my therapist about that today. When I get really mad, my eyes shake.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't
like,
know.
It's like, that's how I know that I'm like losing like control over what I say.
Mm-hmm. My heart rate goes up and my eyes shake and yes. I'm like, I'm gonna say the meanest possible thing that will genuinely hurt your feelings.
Yeah, well see, I kind of wish I had more of that, because when I get into that mode, mm-hmm, I like can't think straight, so I just don't say anything. I'm just mad.
Well,
so anyway, so we're a good team, I guess.
It can be a superpower, but can also be to your detriment. So I've learned to, with great anger comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, it took a lot of work for me to not like to just communicate how I'm actually feeling instead of being like, my feelings are hurt, that means I'm gonna be angry about it.
Yeah, well that's growth. That's pretty beautiful.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.
You
have topics for me. Yeah?
Well yeah, I do light. So we got an email a couple of weeks ago that we're going to read, but I read something on Twitter today that is related. This girl posted these screenshots from this conversation with this guy. I think it's North or South Carolina. I don't remember which one, but it was like, North Carolina girls, like, watch out for this guy. His name's Jonathan. This dude was knowingly spreading HIV. For 7 months.
Oh my God.
Which is fully illegal.
Yeah.
But he was like, I got it from this girl on campus. Well, so like she texted him. I couldn't find, I don't know if she deleted the tweet because I was trying to find it before we started recording, but I'll try to find it again and send it to you. But she was like, I know, I'm sure you know why I'm texting you. Why the fuck didn't you tell me? And he knew right away. And he was like, I'm so sorry. Like I found out 7 months ago. I caught it from this girl on campus. Like I really liked you. So I didn't want to fuck up the opportunity to be with you. And she was like, well, then why didn't you just like use protection?
Yeah.
Like if you knew this. And he had like,
this
no.
This is so incredibly selfish.
Isn't that, her whole life is changed.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrifying?
It's horrible.
Yeah. It's so fucked up and selfish.
What has to happen in your pea-sized brain?
Yeah.
To be so, so selfish.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's so selfish. It's fucking stupid. Like, you're so stupid. Like, it's crazy to me that somebody's brain can be so rotted that they...
I hope she, like... goes after him legally.
I think she must be, but she like has,
this guy should not be out on the fucking streets.
No, she posted his picture and she has a whole highlight on her Instagram of like about him.
Good.
Yeah. So I mean, he's fucked, as he should be, not literally.
Can we circle back to something? Not necessarily about this specifically, but like posting about stuff like that in Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook groups. I know technically in these groups they say like don't talk about this anywhere.
Yeah.
But the moderators are men pretending to be women, at least in the ones in Seattle. And the shit I see.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes. These and the men who are on it are like, they will go and tell like the other guys, or like other moderators will tell these men that if they know them, and then these men will go harass the women who posted, even though it's supposed to be anonymous.
And then the women, or like the women, the moderators will like then like reprimand the people in the group for spreading the information, but it's them doing it. That's so fucked up.
That happens a lot in the ones in Seattle, at least. And usually it's the same person who has like started them in each city. But also the shit that I see on these groups, I'm like, yeah, some of the men are fucking idiots, but the women are dumb.
Oh my God. Like what?
I saw one literally the other day that was like, hey, ladies, I have a question. I've been dating this guy in an exclusive relationship for over a year, but he won't add me on any of his social medias. Is that a red flag? I'm like, bitch, what? Huh?
I know someone like that.
I just like,
yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe that is mean or judgmental, but we need to be a bonobo in this situation and not reward someone who is acting like a fucking chimp.
Yeah.
I like the things that I see some of these women asking advice on, I just want to shake them.
Yeah.
Be like, would you really rather have this than like be at peace by yourself?
Yeah, but a lot of people have not been modeled what a good relationship feels like. You know, it's like I think that people are so conditioned to think that this is just how it is. So like them experiencing this is just like, well,
resign yourself to misery.
Yeah, because you don't know anything else.
And think of how differently we're taught a relationship is going to look like. Like,
yeah,
relationships in like Disney movies and whatever, like, you're just, once you find the person that you love, everything's gonna be amazing and there's never gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
You're gonna find your soulmate.
Uh-huh.
And it'll just be so beautiful.
Yeah.
And no challenges ever. But that's not true. It's like you have to make the relationship that you want.
Yeah.
So if the other person is not willing to build that with you, I think that's enough of a... If you feel bad in a relationship, like, why are you there?
No, I know. I completely agree.
The more
I
think about it, too, like men with porn addictions kind of being addicted to that feeling of shame. And then for women, it's the feeling of, like, shame addiction in a relationship where you're not respected.
Yeah. Fuck.
And those seem really like symbiotic.
Yeah, they do. They kind of feed off of each other.
Girlfriend with masochistic tendencies, boyfriend with porn addiction.
Fuck. No, I mean, that's so real. I feel like there's this whole like never settle mentality too.
Oh, yeah.
Has been kind of to everyone's detriment, because I agree you shouldn't settle in the sense of like being with like a fucking moron a that chimp. Like makes you feel like a chimp, like that makes you feel bad about yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, doesn't fit all of these like very basic needs that you have. You should never settle in that sense. You should always go for somebody that, you know, like fills your cup in a lot of ways. But I also think that this never settle mentality has people like having these unrealistic expectations.
Yeah,
for
you
like,
think you're just gonna find the perfect person.
Yeah.
Instead of like find someone that you connect with.
Yeah.
And then figure out how to communicate together.
Right, exactly.
That's what I meant by like making a relationship together, because you're so right. Like, I think that's the thing that is to so many people's detriments of being like, well, I'm going to find the perfect person. But that doesn't exist.
No.
Because no one is perfect. And these people had an entire fucking life before like knowing you.
Right.
And to put them on this pedestal of like, you have to be perfect. And if you're not, I'm done.
Yeah. Right.
Nah.
And like if sparks
aren't. You're signing yourself up to be unhappy forever.
Totally. Because yeah, you're just going to keep being disappointed by people because.
Well, and is that how you want someone to treat you and see you?
No.
And you have no room to like learn or make a mistake or like.
Right.
Learn how to communicate. I don't know.
It is so fulfilling being with somebody and like learning how to like work together on mm-hmm. like making things work. It's so fucking fun.
Yeah.
Like.
It's rewarding when you figure out a problem together.
Yes. Or like if somebody's doing something that like makes you unhappy and you're like, hey, this thing makes me unhappy, or like, please do this thing. It would make me happy. And then you like work out a way to make that happen together. That is so like powerful, you know, mm-hmm. It's a good feeling. But I digress. I do think that like people have this idea in their minds of like if sparks aren't flying 100% of the time. Or like, it's not like fireworks when we first see each other, then it's like not the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not the case.
I saw someone explain that if someone gives you butterflies, that's a bad thing because.
I saw that too.
Yeah. I do like everything that guy was saying, but then also everything he was saying, I was like, okay, that's how I used to treat dating. And then I did the opposite. And then now I'm in the best relationship I've been in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's different.
It's going to be different for everyone.
Different strokes for different folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we read
and that's
that?
That's a sex joke.
Yes.
Here's the email that I was talking about with that dude spreading HIV. The subject line is, I got tested because of your last episode. Hi, lovelies. I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you so much for including your mailbag segment in the Matt Strife episode. The email from the listener explaining her chlamydia symptoms sent me into a cold sweat because they were exactly the symptoms I had been experiencing for the last month. Same weird cramps, same itching, same everything. It was the push I needed to finally make an appointment to get tested, and I'm so glad I did. I just got the call this morning that I tested positive for chlamydia as well. I'm not thrilled about the diagnosis, but at least now I know it's not all in my head or something worse. I had half convinced myself it was cancer and I was too scared to check. A word of caution to others if you choose to read this on the pod someday. Always use protection and test between partners, babes. I caught it from a partner who hadn't been with anyone for a while before me and he had some logistical issues using protection, but that's no excuse. Now I know and goodness knows I won't be taking that risk again. Thank you again for looking out for us hoes. Hopefully you're having a lovely break and enjoying the holidays with your loved ones. I'm so glad that you got tested. I'm so glad that it's something so treatable like chlamydia.
Yeah.
I understand the fear of not wanting to go and do it. When we first read this, the thing that jumped out to me is how like beautiful it is that a listener wrote in about getting tested and then it inspired another listener to get tested.
Yeah.
And like, that's all we ever want.
That's all we can hope for too.
Yeah.
It's just that connecting, like creating an environment where everyone feels safe, like sharing that stuff with us, knowing that we might share it with everyone else.
Yeah. And it could really help people.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
We're just the messengers.
Yeah.
And hopefully we inspire a fun conversation between you and whoever else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I can hope with my Omegaverse explanation.
Yeah.
I hope you feel educated and against your will, because I learned about it against my will working, and then it became a source of entertainment.
So. Go rub those scent glands over whoever.
Yeah, I would never seek it out.
Oh.
But after I started reading it, I was like, this is really funny.
Hell yeah.
Just having a free pass to fuck around Hogwarts.
Honestly, that's beautiful. And also, yeah, right.
Sorry, it's so ridiculous. Just the premise of like, well, they can't even control their sexual urges, so I guess we just need to let them fuck everywhere.
Wouldn't that be such a beautiful world?
I mean, I don't want to see it.
No, you know? But I want to be able to do it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I want someone to be able to.
Don't
just...
they have invisibility cloaks in this universe?
I think only Harry has one.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's the only one who's ever had one.
Well, he should lend it to them.
Well,
what a bad friend.
One of the things. The Deathly Hallows.
Fucking, oh yeah.
And I only know that because Mr. Liz and I watched the last Harry Potter movie around Halloween.
Hell yeah.
Would you classify, because Mr. Liz, he's been heckling me a lot about my latest interest of the Dramione fan fiction. He's like, blah, 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 you're reading Harry Potter fan fiction. I was like, it's not Harry Potter.
It's Dramione.
Yeah, I was like, it's the same two characters, okay? It's not about any of the other characters.
That's okay.
And I just want to know who you agree with.
Oh, uh-oh.
Do you think, because Harry Potter is the umbrella, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But it's different because it's the same two characters, because I just like the premise of... mysterious bad boy becomes mysterious good boy.
But who? So wait. So what am I agreeing with? Like, in what sect of this argument?
Would you say that it's Harry Potter fan fiction, or is it its own thing being Dramione fan fiction?
You know, I think all of it could be classified as Harry Potter fan fiction, but you don't subscribe to the whole thing.
No, I don't want to read about any other characters and their fanfic. Like, I don't give a shit about Harry or Ron or Ginny. I don't care.
That's the thing.
Like, I don't want to read about it. I want to read about these two.
I feel like if you like really, really hate all fruits except for peaches, you're not a fruit fan, you're a peach fan.
I like that. I'm gonna use that argument.
You're
sure
welcome.
You can already hear it.
He's already crafting his counter argument in
yeah.
there. So, well, technically, it's
telling
it's
all
fruit,
of his friends.
So technically, a fruit fan.
Well,
but you're not. I'm not a fruit fan. I'm a peach fan.
Exactly.
Well,
I get my peaches down in Georgia. Mm-hmm. That's all I can think about.
Millions of peaches, peaches for free. Millions of peaches, peaches for me. All right, are we
Is
done?
That a real song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm also done.
When you leave, I need to get back to my fan fiction.
Oh my God, well then I better get the fuck out of here. I have the championship to watch.
What's I wish I was joking. I am going to be reading the fan fiction.
I got a box cutter today so I could make the peel and stick tiles in our front entryway fit. And I'm
Ooh.
That's what I'm doing when I get home.
You just reminded me. I ordered peel and stick tiles and they were delivered to the wrong building.
Oh no.
So now I need to figure out how to
track those down.
Either retrieve them or reorder them.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We
love you, our children. The way you're like, I did that.
It really just hit that note. I think season two is the season of beautiful outros.
Uh-huh. The best ones.